I went to listen to Don Watson today as part of the Adelaide Festival of Ideas. I first fell in love with Don Watson's writing some years ago when he was making fun of words like strategy and implement. And it's really doing him an injustice to try and attempt to summarize the points he was making without crafting and preparing and perhaps writing out a draft of what I'm about to say, but I'm going to make that concession to the new world of the internet and spontaneous off-the-cuff thinking. But as Don Watson was talking today in his most eloquent prose, you could actually hear him thinking and choosing the words as he formed his ideas in response to the crazy world that we now face, where public language is almost meaningless. He's the author of a book called The Decay of Public Language. And he began the talk today by holding up a sheet of paper which was a copy of what you might see on a PowerPoint slide, where there are boxes and arrows and lines joining all these bits and pieces in a mishmash of ideas that make sense to somebody. But he made the point that it didn't matter that you couldn't see it because he didn't have a PowerPoint. And he has a lot to say about how PowerPoint has killed language, because he said even if you could see it, it wouldn't make any sense. And that just rung beautifully true for me, because whenever anyone holds up one of those charts to me, I refuse to try and decipher it. I just ask them, what are you telling me? What do you want me to know? I don't want to compute ideas that are represented by boxes and arrows and charts. He's the author of the phrase weasel words. And there are many of them, and just a few. I've mentioned strategic plan, there's outcomes, there's aligning goals and visions and mission statements, the propensity to refer to everything these days as an event. We don't have a storm, we have a storm event. Someone doesn't have a child, it's a birth event, and he noted that the Birth, Deaths and Marriages Registry in Victoria is no longer called that, and it actually has the word event in it. And of course, the old chestnut, or not such an old chestnut, but one that's everywhere going forward when referring to the future. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to have enough time to launch into the world of education, so I'm hoping to hear him on another time talk about things like clients instead of students, and he'd love the phrase learning outcomes, I'm sure. Now, this is all a lot of fun, and he was a very funny speaker, but underlying all of this is a really serious situation where public language has created this distance between the words that we hear, that we hear, and the meaning that's intended, if any. And even more so, there's a distance that's between the words used and the speaker who's using them. Now, this is best exemplified in our current society by politicians who use phrases and words that are meaningless. They're weasel words. Spin is another phrase that we've coined to describe what they do or what they say. And it's a sad fact of modern life, certainly here in Australia, is that no one actually expects politicians to make sense anymore. It's a given. They will talk, they will use these empty phrases, these weasel words. We know they don't mean anything, and we don't expect them to mean anything, and we've allowed this to become the norm. He mentions a serious case in point where in the Victorian bushfires a few years ago, he argues that one of the reasons that a lot of people died is that the communications that came forth from the central control were just so obfuscated in the kind of language they were using. They weren't able to tell people a really simple message, which is, leave now. You cannot fight this fire with a hose. Go. And when the Royal Commission into this event, there it is, the word event, was asking people who were being interviewed by the commission, they were completely unable to explain why they weren't able to use plain, clear, simple language. Interestingly, that he quoted a description of what's called schizophrenic language. It's a description of language used by people who suffer schizophrenia, and it refers to this distance, again, between the language being used and the speaker, or the distance between the language being used and whatever meaning they attended. So ironic that we now have people in public life routinely using a language which, in a medical sense, is described by people who look at people who are suffering schizophrenia as using language that is typical of that condition. So what can we do about this? He lightheartedly suggested that perhaps we need a national day of the verb, or we need to have a national day which celebrates the active voice. But an audience suggestion was simply that whenever you're faced with this type of language, you just simply respond with, "What do you mean?" And you keep asking that question till you get plain, clear, simple language. So it was absolutely inspiring. I'm through with strategic outcomes and aligning visions and mission statements with goals and birth events and going forward. I'm going to talk, as I've always tried to do, I think, in plain, clear language. And when faced with this stuff, either in writing or in spoken forums, I'm going to ask, "What do you mean?" Why don't we all try it?